It is my eternal yes. I'm saying, here I am, Lord, all of me for you forever. Do anything you want with me.
Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today if we're willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today about what we can offer to God. We talked yesterday about love, kindness, and sharing. And it's not just loving God directly, it's loving the people that He puts in our way. That's the kind of love that God accepts. It's shown to the visible people in front of us. He allows us to do for them what we would like to do for Him if He were visible and tangible in front of us. He says, "Inasmuch as you have done it for one of the least of these my brothers, you've done it for me." Another thing that we can offer to God is acceptance. Romans 12 tells me that when I offer my body, it is holy and acceptable unto God, an act of spiritual worship. Now, what is it that makes it an acceptable offering? I think it's simply the fact that it's offered. And if it is acceptable to God, then it must be acceptable to me. I didn't like losing all the Colorado language material that I had worked on when I was a missionary in Ecuador. I didn't appreciate that at all. It was not my idea of how that work was to be disposed of. But when God showed me that that was an offering to Him, and He knew what to do with it, even though I felt as though it had gone down the drain, then I had to accept the fact myself. It was acceptable also to me. It is my eternal yes, my voluntary taking up of the cross, like Mary's words, "Be it unto me according to your word," when I offer myself to God unconditionally. I'm saying yes. I'm saying, here I am, Lord, all of me for you forever. Do anything you want with me. And I'm committing myself, when I offer myself to God unconditionally, I'm committing myself to receive whatever He wants to give. And that gets right down where we live today, doesn't it? What is God giving you today? Is it pain? Is it joblessness? Is it a nasty person that you have to work with? Is it something that you can easily thank God for, or is it something that's hard to thank Him for? Something that you would embrace with all your heart, just purely naturally speaking, or something that takes a spiritual discipline to say, "Yes, Lord," about? God gives me everything that comes across my screen, shall we put it that way, or He gives me my daily bread. He hands to me what I need for each day. And so my acceptance of the will of God every day, in every circumstance, no matter what the cost, is the evidence of the unconditional offering of myself. Maybe you're struggling against something today. Maybe you're doing something that you find extremely difficult and you're really not sure that you want to hang in there. In fact, I'm sure that I'm talking to at least one man and one woman out there who is just on the point of throwing in the sponge and just saying, "I've had it. I've had it up to here. I can't take anymore." We're talking about what we can offer to God. Perhaps it is this very thing that God is asking you to accept as part of the price of serving Him. And He's promising you that out of that thing, if it's accepted and offered back to Him, He will bring joy. I've experienced that. I know it can be true. Maybe I have to accept the dethroning of my ego. Something that really puts me down, hurts my self-image. The other day, somebody disagreed with me rather violently about something that I was quite sure that she would thoroughly agree with me on. I confess I was hurt. I thought, maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to be wrong. I don't want her to think I'm wrong. I want her to think well of me. I want her to agree with me. It boosts my ego when this particular person thinks well of me and agrees with me because I admire her. Acceptance may involve the dethroning of my ego. It may involve the recognition that I am indeed mistaken. So, if we had an audience here that we could go around and ask for a show of hands, I'm sure that there would be all sorts of different things that people would be able to think of that they don't really want, that they have to accept. Well, that's one of my offerings to God, my acceptance. And then, you know, it doesn't end there. I gave you the verse the other day, 2 Chronicles 29:27, when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also. And that is a spiritual principle that I would love to get across to you as strongly as I possibly can. Always there's this other side of sacrifice, the other side of hardship and discipline. And let's call it glory. I can't think of a better word. Glory. When the burnt offering begins, the song of the Lord begins also. And the song is glory, glory, hallelujah. Instead of looking at our sacrifices as a great loss or a great lessening in the amount of profit, let's think of them as the very road to glory. And then sharing. What about sharing? There's no calculating the effect on the world of your individual, unseen, hidden sacrifice of obedience. And you are giving to the world something priceless. When one man or one woman in humble obedience to God does one thing that God has said to do, or quits doing one thing that God has said to quit doing, the results are incalculable. The ripple effects go on and on. You know why? Because behind the obedience of one person is the power of God. Behind your obedience is the power of God. And obedience is the highest form of worship. The highest form of worship. In what ways is the world blessed by one man's obedience? Well, there wouldn't be any world if it hadn't been for Noah's obedience. He built the ark. And in the ark, 8 people were saved, not to mention all the animals. The effects come right down to our own time, don't they? What about the obedience of Mary when she was willing to receive the child that the Holy Spirit was to conceive in her? What about the obedience of the Apostle Peter after he had disobeyed so sadly? And Jesus said to him, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes." And Jesus said again, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes." And a third time, and Peter was irritated by this, he asked him again, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." "Well, if you love me, feed my sheep." Self-sacrifice would be involved in the feeding of sheep. He was giving Peter the privilege of offering something else, sharing. Just this morning, I was talking with the wife of a pastor on the phone, and she was telling me some of the hard trials and great tribulations of her husband's life, difficulties with elders and deacons and members of the church, committees, programs. It means sacrifice. And so I reminded her to encourage him with the fact that in the book of Acts, we see the establishment of the church, and it's just chapter after chapter of the most thrilling and exciting ways in which the Holy Spirit was building his church, and wonderful successes and miracles and people coming to the Lord right and left. But then I said, remind your husband that in the epistles, you've got Paul struggling with these young churches that were founded, writing to them such loving letters, but some of them full of admonitions, exhortations, corrections. Paul got angry with them. Paul got fed up with them at times. And in that wonderful 2 Corinthians 4, he says, you know, we're just clay pots. I said, remind your husband, he's nothing but a clay pot. But in that clay pot, there is a priceless treasure. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And Paul goes on to say, we're perplexed, but not in despair. We're knocked down, but we're never knocked out. We're always carrying around in our bodies the death of Jesus. I don't know what form the death of Jesus may take in you today, but one of the things that you can offer to him is your body, in order that the death of Jesus may be born in that body and the life of Jesus may be manifest to the world through your little deaths. You who are in positions of leadership of one sort or another, the price of leadership is sacrifice. And out of that sacrifice comes glory. Remember that verse in 2 Chronicles 29:27. When the sacrifice began, when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also. May he give each one of us a song to sing for him today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.